Daraj in Arabic, which means the a staircase or a ladder or a staircase. So this is, that's the root of the word. Now it is usually used in Arabic grammar in two meanings. One is taking something, grabbing, capturing, seizing something, and the other meaning is that, literally speaking, is to wrap up something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayat of Surah A'raf that those who do the takzib of our signs, we gradually, stage by stage, step by step, gradually, in other words, we are going to punish them in a way that they do not understand, and we will wrap up their life. So this is the sunnah of Allah, which is applied in the case of those who do the takzib of the ayat. Now, Allah is not the one who makes haste in His mujazat and His punishments. Instead, it's the opposite. Because Allah is all merciful, He provides chances to the human beings. He provides more and more chance so that we can get guided. Allah created us for the guidance so that we can get guided and we can become successful spiritually and achieve those high levels which have been assigned for the successful people on the Day of Judgment. And this guidance requires us to obey and listen to the divine values and teachings. So Allah does not make haste in punishing the people. Instead, on the contrary, Allah gives more chances. Tamheel and imhal means giving more and more muhlat and chance to the sinners. And maybe they become mutanabbih, maybe they get warned, maybe they open up their eyes, maybe they realize, maybe the oppression, the zulm, the wrongdoings in the human society get corrected. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ, the ayat of the Quran says, وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ, I give them muhlat. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. So well, making haste in the punishments is done by those people who think their power will be lost if we don't punish our enemies. Our power will no longer be there, or the enemies may escape. In the case of God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot escape from His punishments. Isn't it right? Whether we are, whatever religion we may belong, we may, believers, disbelievers, agnostics, atheists, whatever religion a person belongs, isn't it right? We all believe we are going to die, and no human being on earth can deny death. It's a reality. And so, obviously, the believers believe that after death, there is a day of judgment where we are held accountable for our good deeds. The Creator, who is all-wise and all-powerful, doesn't create the human beings without any purpose. So the good doers need to be rewarded, and the bad ones need to be punished, because that's justice. Justice needs to be served. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not, nobody can escape from His realm. So there's, He doesn't need to be making haste in punishing the enemies of God. Instead, He's all merciful and He gives more and more chances. But His qaid and plan is mateen. The ayat says, "Inna kaidi mateen." Mateen in Arabic means al-qawiyyu wa-shadeed, something which is powerful and severe. So Allah's plan is powerful and severe. So shadeed, So we cannot escape from the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are, you know, the word matin in Arabic is derived from the word matin. Al-matin means the muscle at the back of the human. That is called al-matin in Arabic. So that's where the word is derived, al-matin. So it's qawi and shadid. That means the plan of Allah is strong and severe. So this is how Allah plans. So when that kind of plan is there, the kaid and makr, which are mutaradif in Arabic, although in the real sense we don't have any mutaradif in Arabic language, but kaid and makr are mutaradif. And literally speaking, the word makr and kaid means seeking a way of solution, finding a solution to an issue, and blocking something to reach its goal and its destination. That's the literal meaning of the word makr in Arabic. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's makr is powerful. So when He plans to do something, to find a solution to the problem, and to block something from reaching the desired destination of that thing, Allah can always do it and handle it very successfully. And this sunnat of Allah among the sunan al-ilahiyyah is specific to those who do takzeeb of the ayat and signs of Allah. So definitely these are the sinners and the tughat, those who do tughyan and rebellion and do jasarat against Allah's value system. So we find what happens is that, here is the process that happens. The process is that when there is isyan taking place and tughyan and rebellion taking place against Allah's ayat, what happens? Allah opens the doors of blessings. Blessings are not taken away. Actually, the opposite happens. The doors of blessings are opened up for those types of sinners and those types of people who are doing the tughyan. The blessings are opened and there are more and more ni'mats of Allah showering down. Now when ni'mat comes, there are two possible behaviors from the human beings. Either a person gets guided, he has hidayat through the ni'mat of Allah, he gets guided, he opens up his eyes, he wakes up because he receives the ni'mat of Allah, he is grateful towards Allah's ni'mat, he wakes up, he gets hidayat and guidance. Second possible behavior from some human beings is that a person is ghafil, he ignores the truths and realities and haqq and haqiqat, and he gets drowned further in his own sins, ignoring Allah's warnings. So if a person gets more drowned into his own sinning behavior, ignoring the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the sign that now this person is being taken towards the application of the sunnat of istidraj. So how would we discover that are we under the makr of Allah, that we are now taken towards mujazat and punishments because we fall in the category of mustadrajin, those who are trapped in the sunnat of istidraj by Allah because of the takzeeb of the ayat, or we are not the ones who are trapped in that sunnat of istidraj and we are fine, we are safe? What's the sign? How do we determine? What's the alamat? So now, and before I get to the alamat, the point is that this way of handling this kaid and makr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely going to happen in a way which we will not discover. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, in a way that they will not know. So there is no way that people will understand. So let's be very clear about that thing. Now the sign is definitely that after receiving the ni'mat of Allah, are we grateful? This is the alamat and sign. After we got the ni'mat from Allah, do we have shukr of Allah's ni'mat? Do we remember Allah? Which we say, halatul zikr of a person, yada ilahi in Farsi. We say yada ilahi, zikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. The sign to find out whether I'm falling in the category or not is that after the ni'mat is received, do I thank Allah and I'm grateful towards His ni'mat, or I'm ungrateful? Do I remember Allah, or I'm, you know, forgetful and I'm ignoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ignoring my responsibility and duty towards Allah, farida towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, the ayat of the Holy Quran is also warning the sinners that the delay in the punishments of God should not be taken as an evidence that they are clean and safe, they are fine, there is nothing wrong with them, or the wa'af, the weakness on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. There is no room for that. There is no room for anybody should perceive that there's a weakness from Allah's behalf, and that's why there's a delay taking place, and the reason why I'm giving so much abundance of ni'mat, because I'm so good, I'm fine, I'm close to Allah, I'm muqarrab. Isn't it right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honoring me. That's why He's giving me so much ni'mat. Look at that, these people who don't have the ni'mat of Allah as compared to me, and their blessings are lesser than me. So they are less honored because they have less ni'mat. And I am more honored in the eyes of Allah because I have more ni'mats. This is not at all the sign in Islamic value system of Quran. They're having abundance of this, ni'mat being considered as a sign of the taqarrub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not at all the sign. So, there are people who have very less of the blessings. Actually, the awliyaullah, the beloved servants of Allah, have the least of the blessings, an-ni'amul madiyya, the material blessings of this world. And they have abundance of an-ni'amul ma'nawiyya, the metaphysical blessings of Allah, which are the real blessings. In some of the du'as we learn that Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam are teaching us that, we learn in the light of the dua that what is the benefit of a ni'mat which does not last. So despite the fact the ni'mat of the maddi and material ni'mat is also a ni'mat, but because it is not lasting, they don't consider that ni'mat to be sufficing for them either. So they don't want to get attached to even a ni'mat of Allah which is maddi in nature, because it is not going to last. This is how Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have been teaching us. So we are not supposed to get attached to the maddi ni'mats and the maddi blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more of the maddi blessings, material blessings, are not considered to be a sign of taqarrub in Islam. What is considered to be a sign of taqarrub towards Allah is the ma'nawi blessings. How much we have ma'nawi blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is, for example, how much taqwa we have. This is the ma'nawi blessing. What is the level of my daraja of iman? That's the ma'nawi blessing. What is the daraja of my ma'rifat and shanakht of Allah? This is the ma'nawi blessing. What is the daraja of my wara? This is the ma'nawi blessing. What is the daraja of my zuhud? This is the ma'nawi blessings. You know, right? And so on and so forth. What is the daraja of my taharatul qalb? This is the ma'nawi blessings of Islam that we cherish about. Not the maddi blessing, which is definitely given more to those who disbelieve. That those who disbelieve are for sure going to get. And the tughat, those who are doing tughyan and rebellion against God, and those who are sinning against God, are definitely most of them our scholars say in the tafsir, most of them will be given abundance of material blessings. Obviously not all, every person you cannot generalize, but most of them will be given abundance of blessings. So we find in the hadith, now let's go to the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. So he says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ وُسَّعَ عَلَيْهِ فِي ذَاتِ يَدِهِ فَلَمْ يَرَهُ ذَلِكَ إِسْتِدْرَاجًا فَقَدْ أَمَنَ مَخُوفًا. Whoever has been given abundance in his risk, but فَلَمْ يَرَهُ ذَلِكَ إِسْتِدْرَاجًا, he did not see it as istidraj. I just explained the sunnah of istidraj moments ago, that Allah gives material blessings more, and then basically seizes the person, the sinner or the tahi, and wraps up his life. So whoever has been given, إِنَّهُ مَنْ وُسَّعَ عَلَيْهِ فِي رِزَاتِ يَدِهِ, what he has in his hands, whoever has been given expansion and wus'at in what he has, and does not see and did not see it as istidraj, فَلَمْ يَرَهُ ذَلَكَ إِسْتِدْرَاجًا فَقَدْ أَمِنَ مَخُوفًا, he is feeling safe from a scary thing. This is a scary thing. This he need to be afraid of. He is supposed to be afraid of that in a way, but he is feeling safe. This is not the way where we are supposed to be feeling safe and becoming ghafil, you know, about this, about this scad and makr of Allah which is taking place. And also a time will arrive that nothing will be more hidden than haqq. Well, the times that we are living nowadays in this world, we find this exactly the situation, that the haqq is becoming more and more difficult to be distinguished. Haqq is more, you know, hidden than earlier, and batil is becoming more obvious. Batil is getting more and more obvious, propagated. Haqq is becoming more and more hidden and covered. And kizb and iftira against Rasulullah will be abundant, and against Allah and His Messenger will be abundant. Lots of people are ready to say things what they perceive to be right, isn't it right? Against Allah and the concepts and the principles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what the Prophet already prophesies in his hadith, that قَدْ كَثُرَتْ عَلَيَّ الْكِذَابَةِ وَسَتَكْثُرْ, soon the kizb, the iftira, the the lies will be ascribed. Lies have been ascribed to me, and sataksur, and in the future soon it will be more ascribed to me. In other words, so there has been a pattern of behavior by the human society that they have been slandering the messenger, isn't it right, in the past, and the slander of the messenger will be more. So people, see, there is a conscience in the human being, dhamir. Dhamir is there inside our human being, which we also sometimes in ilm al-akhlaq call it at a nafsul lawama. It performs a lot of malamat for the human being. So this is how by malamat we get guided. You know, when we are constantly scolded from the inside, we realize that this is wrong, let's go back to the straight path. So we find this, the mirror is there in order to, for a person to justify the wrong, we have to first furnish some kind of evidence to provide a comfort for our ingrained nafsul lawama, which is part of our instinct. So for finding a comfort, for comforting, for deceiving the nafsul lawama, this is a process that happens every time a sin takes place by the human. First of all, Well, obviously, before God is the shaitan provoking the idea, and we from the inside and nafs and desires and hawa nafs of a person accommodating the deception of shaitan, and shaitan has the tasweel and tazheen. And those processes come first, and after that what happens is that we, then the nafs al-labbama speaks up and condemns from the inside, what are you trying to do, this is not right. But then we have to crush the voice of a nafs al-labbama, the mood of the person, to justify it, and either we ignore the call or we present the sin in a nice looking garb and garment to justify it to the conscience, and that's how we overwhelm the call of a nafs al-labbama and then move forward and do the wrong and do the sin. So this is obviously one of the very common ways of crushing a nafs al-labbama, the inner instinct of a person, which is has the conscience of the human being, is to justify it to the religion. Religion has been long misused and misinterpreted to justify our wrongs or our wrong perceptions. So Amir Manu alayhi salam, I was telling you his hadith, which I am paraphrasing in my own words. We learn in the light of this hadith that a time will arrive that haq will be, there will be nothing more hidden than haq and nothing more obvious than batil, and kizb on Allah and His Messenger will be abundant, and in those times there will be people who as soon as they listen to an ayat of Quran, they would be ready to do tahrif. They were ready to miss. Obviously, we don't believe in tahrif al-lafzi, isn't it right? Because Allah protected the verses of Quran. It cannot be altered and changed. There is no tahrif al-lafzi, but there is tahrif al-ma'nawi, for sure. Quran has been long misinterpreted by some people. So they would do the tahrif of Quran, in other words, and obviously when we do the tahrif of Quran, we will no longer consider to be believers in Islam. And they will be constantly obeying the stur and ayin of one ruler, from one ruler to the other, getting transferred from obedience of one ruler to the other, and having relations and friendship with, you know, one ita'at and obedience of one tahut and sultan to the ita'at and obedience of another tahut and sultan, and obedience of one misaq and covenant towards the obedience of another payman and misaq. And at the end, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, which is narrated in Tafsir Nur al-Sakhalain, that these people will be, at the end, they will be seized by the punishment of Allah gradually, tadrijiyan, gradually they will be seized by the punishment. So this is how we have been warned about the situation that will take place, and ni'mats of Allah are we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, the lesson we learned from that is that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us abundance of a ni'mal ma'nawiyya. This is the approach, this is what the approach of a mu'min is supposed to be. Instead of asking Allah to provide abundance in the maddi ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is given to the taghi people more than the mu'mineen by Allah. So we should better ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase in the ma'navi ni'mats of ours. And look at this hadith, which is also in Tafsir Nur al-Saqalain from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. كم من مغرور بما قد أنعم الله عليه. How many maghroor people are there because Allah gave them the ni'mat? That means they became maghroor because of the fact that they got the ni'mat. So there are people, it cannot be denied, there are people in the human society who became maghroor because of the fact they received the ni'mat of Allah. Well, definitely this is not the ma'nawi ni'mat. Isn't it right? The ma'nawi ni'mat, when you get a higher level of iman, a higher level of taqwa, you won't get maghroor. Isn't it right? You get maghroor not because of the taharat of the qalb, you get maghroor because of the lack of taharat of the qalb, because the tazkiyah of nafs is missing. You have ujb and khubasandi, which is zulmat, it's not noor. Ma'nawi ni'mats are noor, they won't make you stuck. The maddi ni'mats, everything that belongs to the world of matter, you know, if we get attached to it, it causes zulmat in the qalb. So the ma'nawi ni'mat is not going to make us stuck and maghroor. If we get more of the ma'nawi ni'mat, we get spiritually elevated. It's the maddi ni'mat and its attachment that, well, maybe we get a ma'nawi ni'mat, but we have ujb and khudpasandi, like I gave you the example. But then, that ma'nawi ni'mat did not make us, you know, maghroor. What made us maghroor is the lack of the tazkiyah that we were having. So, كَمْ مِنْ مَغْرُورٍ بِمَا قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. And then Imam alayhi salam said, وَكَمْ مِنْ مُسْتَدْرَجٍ يَسْتُرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. How many mustadraj people are there that Allah is doing satr? Satr aib, satr, putting curtain upon them. In some of the narrations we learn, for a mu'min, Allah provides 70 curtains. Some of the riwayats say, do 70 ta'wil for a mu'min. Have husn of dhan when a mu'min says something. Have husn of dhan about that. Isn't it right? Well, unless if you are living in times where fasad is overwhelming, that's for Islam. Our religion is not, it teaches us, responsibility towards all the possible cases. So, إِذَا إِسْتَوْلَ الْفَسَادُ عَلَى الزَّمَانِ وَأَهْلِهِ. Amir Nabi alayhi salam says, إِذَا إِسْتَوْلَ الْفَسَادُ عَلَى الزَّمَانِ وَأَهْلِهِ فَأَحْسَنَ رَجُلٌ أَظَّنَّ بِرَجُلٍ فَقَدْ غَرَرَ. When fasad is overwhelming on the time and its people, and then a person has husn al-dhan, then he is a loser. So we are not supposed to have husn al-dhan in the time of fasad, you know. We are supposed to have husn al-dhan when there is no fasad. So obviously that's the primary ruling. In the primary ruling cases, we will always have husn al-dhan about the mu'mineen. But when fasad overwhelms, that's not the normal situation, it's an abnormal situation. Then you have to be watchful and make sense. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the curtain. Mu'min is under seven curtains. We find, when a mu'min performs a sin, one of the curtains is ripped apart. The hadith tells us. He does the second sin, the second curtain is ripped apart. Obviously we're supposed to do the tawbah, isn't it right? So if we do the tawbah, the curtain is again, definitely we are again in the protection of Allah. But this is not part of hadith I am explaining to you. So if a mu'min does the sin, one curtain is ripped apart. He does the second sin, the second curtain is gone. If he keeps on doing the sin 70 times, all the curtains are gone. Now Allah says to the angel, put your wings. Now the wings of the angels are there to protect the izzat and sharaf of the mu'min from getting embarrassed in front of the community. This is the arrangement of Allah, that Allah's angel is putting wing to put the satr, put the satr over the ayub and fault and sins of the mu'min. This is how much Allah protects. If a person still continues to do that, obviously he doesn't want it. Isn't it right? There's a limit to everything. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَفْتُونٍ بِسَنَاءِ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهِ. And Imam Sari alayhi salam says, Tafsir Nur al-Saqarain. And how many maftoon people are there who are in under the fitna, under the test? There's so many people who are undergoing the fitna. They are tested. And in that situation, why they are in a situation of becoming maftoon under the test? Because بِسَنَاءِ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهِ. Because there are a bunch of people who are praising them. Some people start, when they praise, people become under Well, they think, they start believing, well, I'm so good, I'm fine, isn't it right? And this again derails the person from staying on the straight path. We are not supposed to, in Islamic moral value system, not supposed to praise the people on their faces. Man madahaka faqad zabahaka bisikin. Didn't Imam Ali Islam say that? Whoever praised you has slaughtered you with a knife. So we are not supposed, in Islamic moral system, spiritual uplift of the person is harmed. We are not supposed to praise the people like this. And you know, we are actually supposed to praise the people behind their back, spreading good things about the Mu'mineen behind their backs. When it comes, when we face each other, we stay within the limits. We respect, we give good morals, nice behavior, behaving in a nice way, but not praising each other on the face. You know, in some of the narrations, Imam Ali Salam say that throw the soil on the face of the maddahin. Ukhthu ala wujuh maddahin at-turab. Throw the soil on the face of maddahin. So we're not supposed to do mud on the face of the person. Yeah. So we find I see in the Dua Kumail that we read, he says that وَكَمْ مِنْ ثَنَاءٍ جَمِيلٍ لَسْتُ أَهْلًا لَهُ نَشَرْتَ. That's another behavior of Allah. If we avoid from ujb, if we avoid from riya, if we behave well towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have tawadu in our behavior towards Allah, Allah elevates the person. Allah spreads good news about the person. Allah, you know, makes the arrangement that this person gets and receives the sana and madh from the people, because you know, and that's the real way of getting it, because we are on one way, on one side, we are protecting our spirituality. So praising somebody on the face makes him maftoon, makes him under test, is that right? So we are supposed to avoid that. And then another hadith in Tafsir Nur al-Saqalain, Imam Salih alayhi salam says that ittaqu, no, he says هو العبد يذنب الذنب, during the tafsir of this ayat, that هو العبد يذنب الذنب فتجدد له النعمة معه والذين كذبوا بآياتنا. People who bring the takzib of ayat of Allah, say after the hujjat is complete, we are supposed to start acting and behaving, not furnishing excuses to justify our ways. So if we do the takzib of the ayat, what happens is that huwal abdu yuznibu dhanb, the slave of Allah performs a sin, for tujaddadu ni'mah. Ni'mat is tajdeed. Allah removes the ni'mat for him instead of removing the ni'mat from him. In other words, Allah gives him a new one, a renewal of the ni'mat. فتجدد له النعمة معه تلهيه تلك النعمة عن الاستغفار. That moment makes him ilha, means makes him forget the istighfar. In other words, he won't be remembering the istighfar any further. Istighfaru an dhalika dhanb, istighfar from that sin. When he gets the ni'mat renewed, he will no longer bother to the istighfar. He will forget the istighfar from that sin. Those people who do the istighfar after the sins are mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are very good people. You know, Prophet has said that those who would find in their book of deeds, beneath every sin it was written, he did the tawbah for this. This sin, he did the tawbah for this. This sin, he did the tawbah for this. Beneath every sin he would find in the book of deeds, he did the tawbah for that. These people need to be congratulated. It's still very good if we, after the sin, we do the tawbah. That's very good. We at-ta'ibu habibullah. Doesn't the Prophet say the ta'ib is the beloved person of Allah? So So إن الله إذا أراد بعبد خيرا فأذنب ذنبا أتبعه بنقمة. Now let's go to the behavior that Allah does. We were talking about the behavior of istidraj that Allah does towards the mukazzibin, who do takzib of the ayat. Let's now talk about the behavior towards the mu'mineen. Who are mu'mins are not doing the takzib of Allah. Those who are obedient towards Allah, they don't do takzib of the ayat. What does Allah do towards them? This is what Imam Sadiq al-Islam said in Rasul al-Kafi, min Kafi, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَرَادَ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا. When Allah wants for a servant khair, when Allah wants khair for a slave, فَأَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا, and that slave did a sin, أَتْبَعَهُ بِنِقْمَةٍ, Allah punishes him. So after the sin, if you find something happening, that means this is the sign of a person where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to correct the person. So وَيُذَكِّرُهُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ, Allah makes him remember the istighfar. إِذَا أَرَادَ بِعَبْدٍ شَرًّا, when Allah wants shar for a slave, فَأَذْنَبَ ذَنْبَنَا, he did a sin, أَتْبَعَهُ بِنِعْمَةٍ, after the sin Allah will give him the ni'mat. So after the sin, if a person gets the ni'mat and adab from Allah, he should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is receiving the ni'mat and adab, because this is what he will get reminded towards istighfar. And after sinning, if he gets a ni'mat of Allah, this is a very dangerous situation. لِيُنْسِيَهُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ, ni'mat is given so that Allah makes him forget the istighfar. Not that Allah misguides anybody. Allah never misguides anybody. Allah always guides. Some people themselves are inviting, because remember, these are the ones who are themselves with their favors, abusing their favors to do the wrongs and doing takzib of the ayat. So they ask for it. Allah has been warning, but they don't listen to the warnings. A time arrives that Allah gives them the ni'mat. So that's how they will forget the support. They ask for it. وَيَتَنَادَ بِهَا, and Allah continues that ni'mat. Allah gives them more, continues with that ni'mat. وَهُوَ قَوْلُهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ. Then Imam Salih alayhi salam recited this ayat of Quran after that statement. This is the state call of Allah, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So we find that the hadith says, مَنْ يَمُوتُ بِالْزُنُوبِ أَكْثَر مِمَّنْ يَمُوتُ بِالْآجَالِ. Those people who are dying with the sins, because of the sins, are more than those who are dying with the debts. So the sins are the major killer of the human beings. The biggest killer number one of the humans are their sins. Let me put it in like that. Not the time of death. مَنْ يَمُوتُ بِالْزُنُوبِ أَكْثَر مِمَّنْ يَمُوتُ بِالْآجَالِ وَمَنْ يَعِيشُ بِالْإِحْسَانِ أَكْثَر مِمَّنْ يَعِيشُ بِالْأَعْمَارِ. And those who are living are more. Those who are living because of their good deeds are more than those who are living because of their ages. So it's the good deeds that pay us back, and it's the bad deeds that also pay back to us. And we find that what happens is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِذَا عَسَانِي مَنْ عَرِفَنِي سَلَّطُ عَلَيْهِ مَنْ لَا يَعْرِفُنِي. If a person who knows me, who recognizes me, does sin towards me, I will definitely make a ruler musallat over him who does not recognize me. So this kind of people will end up becoming subservient towards those who have nothing to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is another way of, this is one of the worst ways of punishing person, that he has the walayat of Tahut coming on his neck. من أذنب ذنبا وهو ضاحك, whoever sins while he is laughing, دخل النار وهو باكٍ, he would enter the fire while he would be crying. So it's important to remember that the value system that Islam has given is for the uplift of our own spirituality and humanity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become human beings and to care about each other and to stop doing zulm and oppression and evil behavior against each other. So the spiritual justice is installed. And also, before I come to the end of my speech, also we have certain narrations that inform us that when the humans start doing those types of sins which are which were never done before, and this is another issue that we are witnessing, there are sins performed by some which were unprecedented, which are unprecedented. So the humankind start doing sins which are unprecedented. Allah will subject them to punishments which are, to sicknesses which are unfound. So more and more illnesses and sicknesses which are witnessed that were never heard of before is because, one of the reasons is definitely because there are sins committed which are unprecedented. So we should seek the dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He increases the ni'am al-ma'naviyya for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us the tawfiq never to fall among the mustadrajeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to increase, to get the increase in the ma'nawi ni'mats of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to have qana'at about the maddi ni'mat of Allah that He decides. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never subjects us under the walayat of Tawhid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never subject us to have the illnesses and sicknesses which were never heard of. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فض عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
Let's read the ziyarah.